The first was last spring at about this time. It's referred to as ESSER grants, the emergency school relief grants. And that grant for the Mercer County School District turned out to be about $225,000. The intent of those funds is to help us buy personal protective equipment, masks, gowns, testing, hand sanitizers, all the kinds of things that you see that we've used to keep our schools open. It's also allowed us to enhance our digital curriculum, to buy additional Chromebooks and the things we need for the remote learning that's been going on through the course of the year. Back in December, a second round of that was signed into law, and that allocation for school districts was increased at that time. And we're just beginning to get access to those funds now, and that amount totals a little over $860,000. And so we're just now beginning to plan how we can use those. One of the big focus of those grants is to enable school districts to get back to full-time in-person learning, and so it's enhancements to air circulation and ventilation in buildings. It's more of the same kinds of things I talked about with the first round, whether it's technology or cleaning. And now, just last week, President Biden has signed a third round of that. That's an even bigger pool of money that school districts will have access to over the next couple years. And we anticipate our allocation to be about $1.9 million in that third round. So if you add up all those dollar figures that we're talking about through the three stimulus packages, you know, it's going to be over $3 million in total additional aid that we've received to make sure that we're able to move forward and do what we need to do to keep kids in school and teachers teaching in person.
Now, one of the things that was mentioned tonight through the Building and Grounds Committee was utilizing maybe some of that money to add on some space here at the intermediate school campus and move the junior high kids to this location. Now, I know a final decision hasn't been made on that, but that is one of the discussion points right now.
That is a discussion point, and I think we're looking at a number of facility-related projects that we may be able to begin and potentially finish with those dollars. The first one was the ability to go out for bids for a chiller for the high school that would provide air conditioning for that entire facility. The HVAC project from a couple years ago set that building up for air conditioning, but that option was deemed too expensive at the time. We're actually going to be opening bids on the 1st of April to see if we're able to move forward with that, because that's a way to certainly improve the air quality and circulation in that building in summer months. In terms of the junior high, we're dealing with some air quality issues, some circulation issues with that building due to a lot of leaking in the walls and windows, particularly on the east side of the building. And so we're looking at what those costs might be and whether it might be in the short term to be able to relocate some of those students. The building committee has talked about a lot of different options moving forward with that long term for the district, whether that might be to rebuild a new junior high on that site, whether it might be to look at a combined elementary school on that site, or some other options that might maintain our existing facilities and make substantial improvements across as many buildings as possible.